For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Josh Hart is the ultimate troll. He'll troll just about anybody. If you're his current teammate, he'll troll you. Look at Jalen Brunson. If you used to play basketball with him, let's say in Villanova, and he sees you again, he's going to troll you. Look at Mikal Bridges. And if you take shots at the current team he's playing for, he is absolutely going to destroy you. Look at what happened to Monty Williams, head coach of the Detroit Pistons. So that begs the question, who's next on Josh Hart's troll list? Well, it may not be a who, it may be a what, as in an organization like the Brooklyn Nets. Because according to Josh Hart, when he was on his roommate's podcast show, he took a lot of shots at the Brooklyn Nets and he was brutally honest. And he said things every single New York Knicks fan already knows, but the way he put it was absolutely savage. We're going to break down exactly what he said and so much more today. If you're not already subscribed to the channel, go ahead and hit that subscribe button now and make sure you have notifications turned on so you don't miss a second of the new content. And now, let's get started. Josh Hart gets brutally honest about the Brooklyn Nets. Now, as some of you guys may already know, maybe some of you don't know, Josh Hart and Jalen Brunson recently created their own podcast called The Roommate Show. And on that podcast, they talk about a lot of things. Basketball-related things, non-basketball-related things. They even have special guests come on from time to time. But on a recent episode, they were speaking about NBA teams that belong to one city. So, of course, the New York Knicks came up, and then the Brooklyn Nets came up because we're both in New York. And Josh Hart had the following to say about the Brooklyn Nets. And, of course, knowing Josh Hart the troll, it was brutal and savage. Roll it.
That would never be a Clipper town, ever. Not even if they win 4 or 5 chips. They not, it's, bro, that's so deeply rooted in purple and gold, bro. That's not changing.
I think the hardest thing to do is try to steal fans. Like trying to convert a Laker fan over to a Clipper fan.
That won't. You know, now you do like the West Coast trip, you play Lakers and Clippers. The energy and the vibe of like the Clipper games and the Laker different. Games, it's not like you would think it's a different arena. That's like New York, man. Ain't nobody rocking with Brooklyn.
I had to. Talk about our guy Squidward over there.
Wow.
Ain't nobody rocking with Brooklyn. Now, for Net fans, that's savage. For Knicks fans, no lies detected. That's absolutely true. I remember when it was the New Jersey Nets versus the New York Knicks. I remember those times, and honestly, I wish we were back to those times because New York only needs one team. New York is run by one team, and it's the New York Knicks. It's always been the New York Knicks, and that's never going to change. I don't care if you create 15 arenas for different NBA teams in New York. It's not going to matter because the only arena that's going to matter in New York is the Mecca, MSG. The only team that's going to matter in New York is the New York Knicks. Now, I get it. Brooklyn allows other players to come to New York, live that New York lifestyle, but not have to play for the Knicks. That's the only thing the Nets give you. Other than that, what else do they give you? Nothing. What does their history showcase? Nothing. When they came to Brooklyn, what have they done? Not a damn thing. Oh, yeah, actually they did. They traded for 3 all-star type of players, 3 Hall of Fame type of players once their careers are said and done. And they did nothing. Now, of course, there are a lot of issues surrounding that. COVID, injuries, all of these things. But I don't care. I'm not a Nets fan. I don't have to protect them. All I gotta say is it has not worked out for the Brooklyn Nets ever since they came to New York. Now, of course, they made the great trades, the very splashy trades, KD, Kyrie, James Harden. Great for you. Bravo for you. By the way, that's not the first time they did that. They have done these type of trades since they came to Brooklyn. I remember Pierce, Garnett, and Deron Williams. I remember them trying to slap things together, throw things together, trade away all of their picks, all of their future to try to put something together. And look at them now. They have Mikal Bridges. Cool. Shout out to you guys. And we'll get to Mikal in a second. But before we do, even though you have Mikal, you have no picks. You traded all your picks away. They're all gone. So no picks, only Mikal. You still have to build around Mikal. And in my opinion, that does not make any sense. Mikal, even though he's a great player, he is not the player you build around. You need a star on that team already. And then you add Mikal to the mix. Honestly, Mikal makes more sense for the New York Knicks right now, given where he is in his career and what the New York Knicks need. The Knicks don't need a star to score 50 points. They need a player that's a star-level player that can play hellacious defense and score when you need him to. That kind of sounds like Squidward. Oh, my apologies. Sounds like Mikal Bridges. So that's why I think Josh Hart always says this. Of course he trolls the troll, but like I said before, he trolls with a little bit of truth to it. These guys go to dinners together. They are in group chats together. I'm sure this came up during the group chat conversations where Mikal Bridges was deemed Squidward, given that he's playing for the Brooklyn Nets across the bridge, and he's not with the New York Knicks, who are having fun playing great basketball, a legit playoff caliber team with Dante DiVincenzo, Josh Hart, and Jalen Brunson, the Villanova three on the team, without their fourth Villanova brother because he's stuck in Brooklyn. And yes, I said stuck in Brooklyn because let's get it right. He doesn't want to be in Brooklyn. He doesn't want to stay in Brooklyn. The only reason he's there, the only reason he's saying the positive things about Brooklyn is because saying negative things about Brooklyn doesn't help his case, doesn't help him as a player, doesn't help his career at all. What he's doing right now is the right thing to do. And that's why you have friends like Jalen Brunson, Dante DiVincenzo, and Josh Hart, because they will go out there in public and say the things that you can't say. Like, hey, I wish I was part of your crew, part of your roster, but I'm stuck in Brooklyn. So I guess I am Squidward, and you guys are really Sandy, Patrick, and SpongeBob having fun over there. If you guys don't understand the reference, I'm speaking about this quote that Josh Hart mentioned. According to Josh Hart, it's like that SpongeBob meme. When Squidward is looking out the window and he sees SpongeBob and Patrick having fun, Mikal is Squidward. That was Josh Hart on Mikal Bridges' situation in Brooklyn. When Josh Hart said that nobody's really rocking with Brooklyn, New York is run by the New York Knicks and everybody knows it, there were no lies detected. When Josh Hart is comparing Mikal Bridges to Squidward and saying that he's looking outside, watching the New York Knicks having fun and wishing he could be a part of it, I absolutely believe that Josh Hart is telling us a little bit of a truth as well, too. Because even though trolling has to be funny, it also has to come from some place of truth. They always talk, these guys. They are best of friends. They always hang out. They're in New York together. They're in these group conversations. You're telling me this doesn't come up? This doesn't get brought up or talked about, especially given the season that the New York Knicks are having and the Brooklyn Nets are having? Absolutely, it has to come up. And Josh Hart being the troll that he is, you're thinking he does this in public. He doesn't do this privately. He's probably worse privately. And Mikal knows it. He's probably getting bothered right now with Josh Hart saying, hey, man, look at what you're doing. Look at where you are. And look at what we're doing, where we are, and all of the assets that we have. We are getting ready to make a superstar type of trade. If you want in on it, you just have to announce to Brooklyn that you don't want to be there and you want to play someplace else. I don't know. Maybe like the New York Knicks, just right across the bridge where all your homeboys already reside, where they want you to play, where Leon Rose would probably trade anything he could to get you on this roster. Well, maybe not everything, but most things to try to get Mikal Bridges on this team because he realizes, just like everybody else does, a backcourt of Jalen Brunson and Mikal Bridges, along with your wing of OG Anunoby, and then you can switch between OG and Mikal? What are NBA teams going to do against that? How do you play against that? Oh, yeah. How do you score against that? Because let's face it, if you have Mitchell Robinson and or Isaiah Hartenstein still left on this team, and you have Mikal Bridges, and you have OG Anunoby, what is the opposing team doing? How are they scoring? You're not going to the paint. I Hart or Mitch is going to be there. You're going to get blocked. You're not doing anything on the perimeter. OG got you locked down. if you try to enter the paint, Mikal Bridges is right there. So again, I ask you, what would you be doing? Mikal is a victim. He is trapped in Brooklyn right now, and all of his friends are letting us all know that that's exactly how he feels, just like Squidward. We need to rescue him. Mikal, we want to rescue you. We want you to be part of this New York Knicks team, but you got to meet us halfway. We'll rescue you, but you have to say to everybody publicly that you want out of Brooklyn and you only want to be traded to the Knicks. If you do that, we can save you. But until you bite the bullet and do that, we're going to have to watch you continue to drown in Brooklyn while you watch the New York Knicks, Josh Hart, Dante DiVincenzo, and Jalen Brunson dance all the way to the playoffs. And if they have a deep postseason run, you might be crying at that windowsill. But going back to Josh Hart, I got to say, I love Josh Hart. I respect him. I respect his game. I love his trolling. I love what he does for this New York Knicks team off the court and on the court. That hustle, it seems that type of passion that he plays with, it just goes to the entire team. They all receive it and they all get that type of energy boost as soon as Josh Hart's out there. I don't know how it happens, but it does. And I love that effect. And I wish he could stay a New York Knick for the rest of his career because his impact on this team, you can see it each and every game. Half of the games we don't win without Josh Hart on the floor. We cannot replace that type of hustle. We can look around, but we cannot replace it. Josh Hart is a key player for us. Keep trolling, my guy. Keep doing what you do. And hopefully, sooner rather than later, you can convince your boy Mikal Bridges to openly say he wants to leave Brooklyn and come to the Knicks. Because until he does, I absolutely agree with you, Josh Hart. Mikal Bridges is Squidward. So hopefully, he can come to the good side, the great team, the real team in New York, the New York Knicks, when it's all said and done, and he can make that decision. Because that's the right decision for him, the Knicks, and everybody involved. I just hope and pray it can happen. But what about you guys? What do you think about Josh Hart and his comments about the Brooklyn Nets? Let me know in the comments below, guys, because honestly, I would love to hear from you. But that's going to do it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, go ahead and smash that like button, leave a comment below. And of course, guys, please subscribe to the channel. Until next time, Knick fans. Peace.